Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With the winter snow piles finally melting off, the MBTA is looking ahead to next winter. It's laying out plans to provide at least limited service during snow emergencies next year after the total shutdown of service during the recent snowstorms. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
Boston got a skiff of snow yesterday, but that's not what delayed the MBTA at one point.
I'm on the T here with
Joe Aiello.
So we were just standing for like how long?
Probably about 5 minutes, 5-6 minutes.
Our Red Line train was standing by as President Obama's motorcade rolled by above us. Aiello says compared to this winter, he'll take a presidential disruption any day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes. I'll take 5 minutes over the train shutting down completely for a day, you know, over a couple of snowflakes.
The presidential visit also disrupted a hearing at the State House.
Almost complete attendance here. And poor Senator McGee is still stuck with the Secret Service.
The Joint Committee on Transportation heard from Stephanie Pollack. Massachusetts Transportation Secretary says during the record snowfall, the MBTA failed to balance service against maintenance.
The T, the governor, MassDOT, we were trying to make those balancing decisions in real time under real pressure. That's not the optimum way to do that.
So next winter, instead of trying to keep everything running only to shut everything down, the MBTA will follow limited schedules during snow emergencies, similar to the way parking bans are planned. Pollack says the T will also buy more snow clearing equipment.
Both to do a better job for winter and also to preserve our aging equipment so that we can use it for what we really need it for, which is to carry passengers.
There's another hearing today on the commuter rail, and there will be more after the governor's panel reports next month on the root cause of this winter's transit woes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch at the State House.